This is Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast. The official podcast of Film Book. Get ready for the latest in film news, TV show news, and theatrical reviews. Film Book's podcast starts now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Film Bookcast, the official podcast of Film Book. My name is Chris Banks. If you're tuning into Film Bookcast for the first time, first of all, welcome. And what I do on this podcast is discuss the latest film and TV show news. I also review an in-theater film when it's not a pandemic. You can find more about Film Bookcast on film-book.com by using the search term Film Bookcast. You can also email us at podcast@film-book.com with Film Bookcast in the subject line. Let's jump right into it this week.
In TV news, CBS has handed pilot orders for two untitled half-hour comedies, one inspired by TikTok's Sarah Cooper on her book How to Be Successful Without Hurting Men's Feelings, and one based on professional bowler Tom Smallwood's life. Both projects come from CBS Studios. They join recently ordered hour-long pilots True Lies, based on the 1994 James Cameron action comedy, as well as several 2020 pilots from last year that were delayed by the pandemic. The network also has CSI Revivals and NCIS and FBI spinoffs in the works. The single-camera comedy, which CBS landed last summer with a script commitment, was co-written by Cooper and Chapek. It revolves around three women at different stages in their careers at a male-dominated company who help each other navigate modern gender politics in their professional and personal lives. "I was so excited when Patma approached me about my book," Cooper said. "I met with Cindy soon after we immediately connected to this idea and sharing the experiences of women in their careers and their personal lives in a way that stays true to what people love about the book and brings them to life through characters people identify with. Cindy totally got the sensibility and the satire, and she also had the experience of telling compelling stories. I'm thrilled to be working with her on this." Smallwood is a professional bowler currently competing in the PBA Tour. After early struggles on the tour, he took a job at a metal shop, which led him to being hired by General Motors Pontiac East Assembly Plant in 2008, but he was laid off just months later. He returned to the PBA Tour and found success. Two exciting shows coming from CBS. In more TV news, if you're a fan of The Simpsons, Fox just renewed the comedy TV series for season 33 and a season 34. When the TV series, the iconic TV series, reaches the end of its 34th season, The Simpsons will have aired 757 episodes. That is an astonishing number of TV episodes, and it's a singular achievement. The longest-running primetime scripted show in television history, The Simpsons exploded into popular culture in 1990 and has remained one of the most groundbreaking and innovative entertainment franchises recognizable throughout the world. Homer, Marge, Bart, Lisa, Maggie, and Moe. The next all-new episode will air Sunday, March 7th, and will be followed by the landmark 700th episode airing Sunday, March 21st. Massive congratulations to everyone at The Simpsons. Just a tremendous accomplishment and a singular achievement in American entertainment. In more TV news, what's slated to be a 6-episode return series, Starz has a limited TV series of Party Down in the works. Party Down aired originally from 2009 to 2010, and Starz announced this week that it is reviving the party with the development of an upcoming 6-part Party Down limited series. The use of reviving implies the original cast will be returning, although there has been no official announcement. Party Down follows a Los Angeles catering team who are all Hollywood wannabes stuck working for tips. Sometimes. But most of the time, they just take the guaranteed 20% while they wait for their big break. Each episode of the comedy took place at a different event the team is working, and they inevitably get too immersed in the lives of their guests. Ken Marino, Adam Scott, Jane Lynch, Martin Starr, Ryan Hansen, Lizzie Kaplan, and Megan Mullally, as well as Paul Rudd, Dan Etheridge, Karen Bailey, have appeared on the series. The limited series will be produced by Lionsgate Television, and it grows a growing list of fan-favorite series that are now seeing new revivals. Over on NBC's Peacock streaming service, Saved by the Bell and Pucky Brewster both received the continuation series treatment, with members of the original cast appearing alongside new series regulars, while Showtime boasts an upcoming limited series version of Dexter, for example. Exciting TV news. In TV trailer news, Amazon Prime is coming out with a Barry Jenkins book-to-TV series adaptation of The Underground Railroad. The trailer is striking and gets me very excited for the show. With a May 2021 premiere date, The Underground Railroad stars Lily Rabe, Thuso Mabudu, Aaron Pierre, Amber Gray, Shakita James, Kylie D. Allen, among many others. Amazon original limited series The Underground Railroad from Academy Award winner Barry Jenkins will premiere on May 14th exclusively on Prime Video in more than 240 countries and territories worldwide. The 10-episode limited series is based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Colston Whitehead. The Underground Railroad chronicles Cora Randall's desperate bid for freedom in the antebellum South. It's a tremendous educational opportunity for us and a great moment for us to learn from. And I'm very excited for the Barry Jenkins series. Check out the trailer for The Underground Railroad. It's going to come out on Amazon Prime this May. In more TV news, Netflix is coming out with a documentary titled Operation Varsity Blues, The College Admission Scandal. The trailer was just released. John Carman wrote the screenplay. It is an examination that goes beyond the celebrity-driven headlines and dives into the methods used by Rick Singer, the man at the center of the shocking 2009 college admission scandal, to persuade his wealthy clients to cheat an educational system already designed to benefit the privileged. Using an innovative combination of interviews and narrative recreations of the FBI's wiretap conversations between Singer and his clients, Operation Varsity Blues offers a rare glimpse into the enigmatic figure behind a scheme that exposed the lengths wealthy families would go to for admission into elite colleges and angered a nation already grappling with the effects of widespread inequality. Watch the trailer now for Operation Varsity Blues, The College Admission Scandal. It debuts on Netflix March 17th. In more TV news, Hulu finally set a premiere date for the Marvel 2021 supervillain TV series, MOD. D.O.K. The animated trailer was just released and stars Patton Oswalt, Amy Garcia, Ben Schwartz, Melissa Fumero, among many others. In Marvel's M.O.D.O.K., the megalomaniac supervillain, MODOK, has long pursued his quest of one day conquering the world. But after years of setbacks and failures fighting the Earth's mightiest heroes, MODOK has run an evil organization, AIM, into the ground. Ousted at AIM's leader while also dealing with his crumbling marriage and family life, the mental organism designed only for killing is set to confront his greatest challenge yet, a midlife crisis. Check out MODOK trailer now. It's debuting on Hulu May 21st. Now let's get over to film news. What is some exciting film news for a film nerd like me? Alejandro Iñárritu's first film since The Revenant is now filming, and it's being shot by Darius Conji. Tentatively titled Limbo, Iñárritu's new film will explore the political and social modernity of Mexico. Alejandro Iñárritu is now in production on his first feature film since The Revenant, the LA Times confirms. The newspaper describes Iñárritu's latest as a colossal production filming in Mexico City, tentatively titled Limbo. The director wrote the film's screenplay, which explores the political and social modernity of Mexico. While portions of Iñárritu's Babel were filmed in Mexico, Limbo marks the director's first movie shot entirely in Mexico City since his 2000 breakthrough directorial film. Plot details for Limbo remain under wraps for now. I think the most exciting bit of news from this production is the production designer is Eugenio Caballero, who won an Oscar for Pan's Labyrinth and also worked on Roma. So he's also working with Alejandro. And this is a super exciting bit of movie news. And he's working with the cinematographer Darius Conji. And Conji is best known for David Fincher's Seven, James Gray's The Immigrant, The Lost City of Z, Uncut Gems by the Safdie brothers. Commanding a huge team, Iñárritu will complete the first week of filming in the historic center. Plot details are not being revealed, but very exciting film news, and I'm sure that this is going to be a massive movie to drive people to go to the theater. In other film news, Fast and Furious 9 and Venom 2 have the same exact June theatrical release date, with Minions 2 moving to 2022. Let the box office cannibalism begin. Fast and Furious 9 and Venom 2 will now be released on the same day in June of this year, specifically June 25th. Minions 2, entitled Minions: The Rise of Gru, will be released on July 1st next year. You can check out the trailers now. Netflix and the Obama Production Company is going to release Fatherhood on Netflix on Father's Day. It stars Kevin Hart, and it will debut on June 18th, coming from Higher Ground Productions, which is the former president's production company. The movie, based on the book Two Kisses for Maddie, a memoir lost in love by Matthew Logan, centers on a man who loses his wife soon after childbirth and who must now raise his newborn child on his own. In more movie trailers, Colin Farrell and Ty Sheridan star in Voyagers, Neil Berger's 2021 sci-fi movie about a colonization mission which descends into hell. It's being released by Lionsgate, and Neil Berger wrote the screenplay for Voyagers. With the future of the human race at stake, a group of young men and women bred for intelligence and obedience embark on an expedition to colonize a distant planet. But when they uncover disturbing secrets about the mission, they defy their training and begin to explore their most primitive natures. As life on the ship descends into chaos, they're consumed by fear, lust, and an insatiable hunger for power. Watch the Voyagers trailer. It debuts on April 9th in theaters. Let's get on over to this week's movie review. This week, we're going to check out The World to Come, directed by Mona Fastfold, written by Ron Hansen and Jim Shepard. It stars Katherine Waterston, Vanessa Kirby, Casey Affleck, and Christopher Abbott. This is a beautiful and powerful 19th century romance set in the American Northeast. Abigail, a farmer's wife, and her new neighbor, Tally, find themselves irrevocably drawn to one another. A grieving Abigail tends to her withdrawn husband, Dyer, as free spirit Tally bristles at the jealous control of her husband, Finney. Together, their intimacy begins to fill a void in each other's lives they never knew existed. This film just came out. I watched it at home. It's on demand, and it's also in theaters. The title is extremely powerful, right? Because this movie is set in about 1850, and it's foreshadowing the world to come. And it's a beautiful title, and the movie opens with this extremely gorgeous shot that sets the tone for how gorgeous of a film this is, but it really drops you into the scenery in a way that I really love. Like, the way this movie opens is beautiful. Katherine Waterston plays a housewife, and Vanessa Kirby plays another housewife. But they're two completely different people, right? And they're in two completely different marriages. What they share in common is their misery, for lack of a better word. The two characters share misery being in the marriage that they're in. One is more miserable than the other. You get a sense of what being neighbors was like in 1850. You know, you understand the American ego and the American fear of the other when you watch a movie like The World to Come, because while and as exhibited in the movie, neighbors of the time were friendly, there was still a lot of land around people. So the divide between families or neighbors could be large. So that's what we share with this period of time today. Vanessa Kirby's character is a little more aggressive than Katherine Waterston in that she's more free, which is a really beautiful way to start to see a relationship form. You can tell from the first frame that these characters meet that they feel something for each other. But it's set in a time where this stuff just did not, it happened, but it happened in the dark. And if you talked about it in public, you could really get yourself in a lot of trouble and honestly a lot of danger. Vanessa and Catherine's characters really have to go about this falling in love thing with a mix of caution and secrecy, which is, for us today, something to sit back and appreciate, because while there is still work to do socially and perceptually and systemically, we're in a completely different place than Vanessa and Catherine's characters found themselves in The World to Come. What I didn't expect in this movie was the tragedy. And I guess I should have, because it's a romance. It's a love story. But there is deep tragedy in this film. And it hits you like a brick wall. Going on the journey to see how delicate of a love story these two have is both sad and very rewarding, right? Because it's tough to see humans experience an emotion so good and so overwhelming. But then the reality of their world makes them pretend like it doesn't exist. You know, that's something that we today can really appreciate for people who had to live through these very real social constraints that Vanessa and Catherine's characters worked through in the world to come. The cinematography is gorgeous. What's really hard to sit with is the secrecy aspect, because I feel like as an alive person, you know, love is the paramount force that drives all of us, and you want to shout it at the rooftops, and these characters wanted to shout it at the rooftops, but they couldn't because they're married. They're in marriages. They can't get out of the marriages, because if you get out of marriages, you're upending social order. And it's just a super interesting journey to go on as a alive person in 2021. Because it does foreshadow the world to come. And we do live in a world where love should be the paramount force that it must be protected. You know, whatever, if it's a love between two people, if it's a love between a person and a craft or a job or a country or whatever. We're living in a time now where that love has to be cherished. Vanessa and Catherine's characters, while they could cherish the love that they had, they also had to pretend and live lives that they would rather not live. And that's what's so beautiful about the film, is that it really makes you appreciate your present. And it makes me appreciate my present. I hope that you enjoy the movie as much as I did. I won't give away anything in the film, but you will be shocked at the tragedy, and it will touch you deeply, because love does that. And seeing love between two characters in such an unloving time, I guess, would be the right way to frame it, really leaves an impression on you, and it makes me appreciate my today a lot more than I did before I saw the film. So that's a really good takeaway for someone like me in a time like this. Thanks so much for checking us out this week.
You can find more of my work on film-book.com. Just search for Chris Banks or Film Bookcast. You can find me on Twitter. I'm at CBanksy. I'm also on Instagram. I'm at TheChrisBanks. If you listen to this podcast on iTunes or another podcast service, please consider rating and review this episode. If you're listening to this podcast on our YouTube channel, Film Book Podcast, please like our video, subscribe to our channel, and leave us a comment in the comments section. It really helps other people discover our podcast. Please also consider becoming one of our patrons on Patreon at patreon.com/filmbook. Your support helps us create more engaging content. You'll find our Patreon link below in the description. If you want to tweet about this podcast, just use the hashtag FilmBookCast. Tune in next week for the next episode of the Film Bookcast. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you then.